Hello and welcome. This is TRT Weightlifting Podcast. Sergey Putsov is speaking, and today we are going to talk about carbs. On my way to the medals, I gained a lot of very useful and interesting experience and knowledge about weightlifting nutrition. And I have something to share with you. Today, I want to tell you about the key nutrient for weightlifters. Carbohydrates. Basic recovery methods for weightlifters. Consistent and intensive loads will not give you victories and medals if you neglect recovery. We can tread water for years holding back our result only because of poor recovery strategy or even its absence. The two key components of our sport are sleep and nutrition. Sleep is a wonderful tool to recover after heavy workouts. Nevertheless, we sometimes fail to devote enough time to this part and it takes its toll on recovery. There may also be another problem. The quality of sleep might suffer for different reasons. Stress, poor work-life balance when we work too much and overlook days off, overtraining, everything can reduce sleep quality. As a result, we may get into the trap of chronic under-recovery. The other key component of effective recovery is proper nutrition. As we all know, our diet mainly consists of three nutrients: proteins, fats, and carbs. Each of these is equally important for our recovery, but the overall intake depends on gender, training type and volume, as well as our body composition and other factors. I often hear the question, "Do you need carbs after workout?" And I always answer yes. There is no universal best time to eat carbs for muscle growth. Yet, they're just as important as other nutrients to fuel your body before a workout and restore your energy level after a session. Carbs for weightlifting performance control. Carbs are the key nutrient for weightlifters to support productive sessions and proper recovery. However, it is important to keep track of the sources of carbs. Simply eating carbs is not enough to restore glycogen, reserve glucose in the muscles and liver, and generate energy in the form of ATP. The source of carbs also makes a difference. Candies, honey, sugar, and other sweets are rich of added free sugar, which gives us nothing but empty calories in the form of carbs. These foods contain almost no vitamins, minerals, or other nutrients. The opposite is whole grain products, including bread and pasta, beans and potatoes. There are sources of complex, those good carbohydrates for weightlifting, as well as vitamins, minerals, fiber and antioxidants. With these products, we take in lots of nutrients to accumulate our recovery after heavy training too. Fiber, which is found in grains and beans, also helps to control glucose and insulin spikes in the blood and those regions our hunger. On top of that, B vitamins are crucial for energy production. The recovery process will be far worse without them and training will become hard and less productive. Fruits are also among those carbs rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants. Don't forget about them, but know the limit. I don't recommend making fruits the main source of carbs in your weightlifter diet. Grains and beans are the best carbs for muscle growth. They are like the foundation of a building, and fruits are the windows. Taking into account intensive and frequent physical loads, carbs should take 50 and more percent of your daily calorie norm. Still, you shouldn't give more than 10% to added sugars, which are sweets, honey, or sugar as well. If you are not sure how many calories should a weightlifter eat, how to build your diet is the best way or choose proper products, check our maximum performance nutrition. In this program, we take care of sufficient carb, protein, fat, vitamin, and mineral intake for you. Everything for your best recovery on TurkT.com. Guys, it was TurkT Weightlifting Podcast with Sergey Putsov. Stay strong and warm body, cold mind.